It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Arm in a sling thing. Brian Batko will fill in for Jeff in our Hawk report later on in the show from practice. We'll see if he thinks that there's anything to watch here with Najee. We did have Tomlin say he's ready to rock and roll yesterday. And Sam Alu had pads on and looked like he was really taking part in some serious football drills. And what a shot in the arm it would be to get him back on that offensive line, their best offensive lineman. Now, is he going to be 100% with his pec and just have to play through it? Probably. But still, I like Isaac Sam Alu at 80% more than I like Spencer Anderson fresh as a daisy.
Well, the only reason I keep Sam Alu out is if I find out that there is risk of him injuring it further by coming back and that an extra week would significantly lessen that injury risk. I assume he's putting a harness on, right? Did he have one at practice in whatever video?
I could not tell in the video
because
his back was facing the camera. So we'll ask about harness related.
Are we allowed to ask if he's wearing a harness?
Or if Brian went up to Sam Alu or someone did and said, hey, are you wearing a harness? Or
if he didn't, though, would we have to say, hey, Brian, what was Sam Alu wearing? Football pads?
Well, actually, no. I think he could get away with it because of the video that shot before the Steelers close off practice.
That's what I'm talking about. I didn't think it revealed a harness of any kind.
So if he had the harness on for that part, he could absolutely tell us about it.
Are we going to play the Hawk Report sound for Brian?
I think he'll get the Hawk treatment, yes. We have what Garofolo said there about how Fields is not looked at yet by NFL coaches like this is something that will be sustainable. The Athletic put out a story on the five undefeated teams, and said pretty much the same thing about the Steelers. They think they're the worst of the bunch. They think they're worse than the Vikings and the Seahawks, who are other surprises, not so much for the Chiefs and Bills. What is it going to take for the
RESPCT.
Yes.
Find out what it means to me.
Yes. What is it going to take here for not just us in Pittsburgh to get very excited and start to jump up and down and do cartwheels with our friends and backflips and things of that nature? What is it going to take for the objective, not black and gold glasses wearing people to say, hey, you know those Steelers? That's a damn good football team right there. That's not smoke and mirrors. That's not bottom can fall out at any time. That's the real deal.
I think they're fighting the same perception battle that they fought when they would get off to an okay start or they were having a winning record with Pickett, where like everyone acknowledges that Fields is way more talented and has way more upside, but because he was so bad wins and losses wise in Chicago and because he made so many bad decisions, fumbles, interceptions, there's this feeling that they're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Now, here is what is interesting about that. The Chiefs have not been that impressive. They're like league average on defense, and I think pretty close, like not that good on offense. They're better than average.
They're winning like Tomlin teams. They're winning close games, and they're getting lucky in games.
They've won nine straight games by six or less.
And they're getting lucky. They're getting called They're getting all that nonsense.
But because they have Mahomes, they get the benefit of the doubt. Excuse me.
Yes, you win two Super Bowls in a row,
your lucky wins are not perceived as such. It's just you're good. These things happen, right? Like if Tiger Woods won a golf tournament in his
prime, you make your own luck
because the guy hit a ball out of bounds. It wouldn't be luck. Tiger made him do it somehow. Okay. The Bills, you have any reason why people would question them? No, they look like.
Of course not.
Allen looks like the MVP. They look like the Terminator football version.
Yep.
Seattle, I think, is a good team. Geno hasn't had great numbers, but if you watch Geno, if you're not box score watching, he looks pretty good, and they look
solid. But they have played the most fraudulent
Cupcake schedule. They've got the Patriots. They got taken to overtime by the Patriots, and then they got to play like the husk of the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
No Tua, no chance.
In Denver on the road in Bo Nix's first start.
Okay, so that brings – but I the Seahawks have been decent enough that I think people like Geno Smith and believe in him as a quarterback. Like the ball watchers are big Geno Smith fans by and large. Okay. When I'm talking that's important because I'm talking national perception. The team that is getting a lot of shine right now and is not, I think, really being doubted very much, that is perplexing, is Minnesota. Sam Darnold has no track record really to speak of before this year.
But he's played great. He had four touchdown passes, and they beat teams that people think are Super Bowl contenders in back-to-back weeks.
But you're not hearing people ask, when will the shoe drop with Sam Darnold?
Right.
And I think that's twofold. Well, no, I think that's really one thing. I think it's he's got an offensive head coach who happens to call the plays, and I think there tends to be a bias towards teams that are run that way. People just say, well, O'Connell came from the McVay tree or whatever. Or is it the Shanahan tree, or do we count them as the same? Whatever. He comes from that like high pedigree offensive mind stock, and so people give him benefit of the doubt. What's so unusual about that this year, only this year, the league has not been an offensive league. Like, this would be the one year that through three games you'd look the way Mike wants to win games here and say, huh, could work. In fact, I went on Amina Kimes' podcast because she talked about the Steelers.
You were on as a guest?
No. I went on and looked at it.
Oh, I thought you said I went on, and I'm like, wait a minute. Way to bury the lead. Mulsey was on with Mina Kimes.
Phrase that one poorly. What if I had been on there and just dropped it on you out of nowhere?
We found out that Mina Kimes fell in love with the nine straight threes story, and
she's like, I've got to have this guy.
Became enraptured by all the stylings and takes of Chris Muller.
Now, that'd be a feather in my cap. Anyway, but I went on and listened there and was checking it out today because Dominique Foxworth was on with her. I think that's usually who's on. They did like 5 minutes on the Steelers. And even she, who is definitely like a offense person typically.
She's buying stock?
Well, she said you can buy more stock, I think, in them this year than you could in the past. Not just because Fields has so much athletic ability, but because look at the league. Like, look at the state of play around the league. You've said this numerous times with Fields, and I got to give you credit. I didn't really buy it at first. Most other quarterbacks, other than literally the Bill, Allen with the Bills right now and Darnold, haven't put together like
so
monster
games. So she stole
games.
My take, and because she said it, now you believe it. When I was saying it, it's just me, but Mina Kimes now it actually means something. It carries more weight. Mina Kimes put her seal of approval on it, so now it must be a great opinion.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
I think that...
She didn't also say Kenny Pickett to George Pickens was the new Montana to Rice, so I feel like she doesn't have...
She also said Willis was like going to be a great quarterback and the sky was the limit for him, and maybe she feels...
Have you looked at his last
he
two
played
games?
A good game
two good, he's played two good ones. I do think that they don't get respect because there's still the perception that they are a defense team.
If they beat the Colts, they won't on Sunday. If they beat the Cowboys, I don't think they will, because it'll be more about Dallas being a complete tire fire.
They can beat Dallas in the way that wouldn't change anyone's minds, because you know what Dallas sucks at? They're soft.
Yep, very soft. Patrick Peterson said that to me.
You can run right at them, man.
The Ravens, team's soft.
The Ravens bullied the hell out of them.
It's like whatever the high number. He's like, man, it's like that. What's the highest ply of toilet paper? What's the softest?
I think it's two ply.
So there's only one ply, and is there a zero ply?
No, one ply is like wiping your ass with sandpaper, man.
So is there anything between one and two? You go from wiping your butt with sandpaper, as you put it,
mm-hmm.
or a cheese grater, to the softest thing of all time?
I don't think there's
velvet on your ass. There's no in between.
Triple ply. Is there three ply toilet?
There is three ply.
How about a one and a half ply? How about something that's in between?
1.5 ply?
Yeah.
Dude, there's something called Lux Soft Premium Toilet Paper.
I don't know if I've ever had three ply.
Look at this. Just look at the wrapping for this. It looks like a luxury product designed to wipe your butt.
Yep, Google is telling me it goes all the way from one to six.
Six ply?
Man.
Who needs that many plies? You know, there was a football player who made toilet paper later in his life. Dre Ply.
Good one, Chris.
You know, like that
horse. I think that the game that will get them on the they're not just a team that's built a good record beating up on teams they're better than. I think the Jets game is the one that will get people's attention if they are able to win that game and score some style points. And
let me ask you this.
Do it somewhat decisively.
Okay, let me question then. Parlay Poppy tweeted this to us.
Hello, Parlay Poppy.
300 yards and 3 touchdowns from Fields this week. If that happens, the national media starts hyping them.
Yeah, I think that's actually a good rebuttal. I think if like there's some kind of like insane statistical performance from the quarterback, then that would open eyes too. But that, honestly, I didn't even consider that because I just don't feel, even though they let Fields do more last week, I don't see them turning the offense into something where he has a good shot of throwing 3 touchdowns.
One more quick thing I'll say then, just to bring up Kimes' podcast again. Foxworth's big take on him was, been pretty good if he finds a way to like stop leaving basically as many plays out there as they are watching on film and thinking he's leaving out there, it'll be real good. So they actually think as much as we feel like he's played well and they feel he's played well, that he has...
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Left a lot out there.
If you're just going by practice video, it does not look like Russell Wilson is much closer to playing in a game for the Steelers. More reaction from the locker room and a report from an insider with us at 5:15, an hour from now. It's 4:15 on a Wednesday. That means we are pleased to be joined by sideline reporter for the NFL on CBS. And she will be back on the Steelers sideline this week for the Steelers and Colts in Indy. Aditi Kinkala brought to you by Bet365. Hello, Aditi.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Do I hear a cold there? Are you a little under the weather? Are you okay?
You know what? I think I'm just a little tired. Oh. But I should probably have done my voice exercises before we started talking. Huh?
Wait, you have voice exercises like what Ron Burgundy did in Anchorman, like Unique New York?
Did you know Jim Harbaugh sings Figaro every morning?
I believe it. I don't think that I can go quite that far. But, you know, there is a thing called a yawn sigh. You are supposed to think about edge and arc. You are supposed to indeed warm up your mouth before you speak. Your mouth, your jaw, your core, all of that.
Core, Malsy.
What have I been doing all these years? Meanwhile, I'm just sitting here pressing the on button and talking.
I'm 38 years old. My core has been inactive for every year of my life.
If somebody told you to activate your core, would you even know where the button is?
No, I don't.
You'd be like, this thing's dead
broke. You can
broke.
Suck in, right? Like if you suck in, that's part of it. Can you even suck in?
A little bit. Not great, though.
He hurt his back, Aditi. He was going so well.
No, but
he was riding high.
I got back on the
horse. Isn't that funny? You guys are on the radio. Like, people on radio are supposed to have exceptional voices. Your voice is your instrument. You've never thought about what you need to do with your voice?
I'll be honest. I'm one of those people. I think most people are like this, Aditi. When I hear myself talk versus what I think I sound like, two completely different things. And so it like bothers me when I hear myself talk because I say, I don't sound like that.
Yeah, but I think that part of that has to do with like the way the sound waves actually get to your ear. There's some science to that, and I don't know it exactly, so I shouldn't misspeak, but there is something there.
Well, I'm going to start warming up my voice before every show now. I'm going to do these exercises, and maybe my opinions will get better.
Aditi grew up in New Jersey. Yeah. I can't picture Chris Mad Dog Russo treating his voice like an
All right, right now, well, we're going to talk about this.
Some people, though, get to so lean into their accent and where they are from.
Yeah.
And other people, you know, I think that if I did the full-on Jersey girl, I probably would have.
Francesa, Aditi, doing vocal exercises, warming up. We got to go to go to Sheep's Head Bay here.
Aditi, you have a very unique perspective here because so much time has been spent on the quarterbacks, Fields and Russell Wilson. And you were on the same sideline as both of them. So what is the dynamic with the two quarterbacks? Because we heard someone scream QB1 from the Steelers sideline when Fields came off the field scoring a touchdown Sunday against the Chargers. So what is that inner quarterback relationship like between those two during a game?
I mean, I can only tell you what I observed my week in Denver. Mm-hmm. And that is that Russell Wilson had a headset on, and he basically spent the entire game along the sideline that hugs the field and was encouraging to teammates and sending in signals, as you said you saw. I didn't necessarily see that. But huddled on the bench with Justin Fields after every drive, growing over the tablet, talking about things that he saw or he did not see, was Kyle Allen and his quarterback's coach, and Mike Sullivan, who is another offensive assistant. I did not. Now, again, to be completely fair, I'm on the Steelers sideline about half the time. Maybe I was on the Steelers sideline a little bit more than half the time. But I did not see Russell Wilson spending an inordinate amount of time getting in Justin Fields' ear. And perhaps that's because he doesn't need it. Perhaps, you know, Justin has a good process down. I don't want to assign any intention or meaning or good or bad to any of that. That's just mm-hmm. what we saw. I think, quite frankly, what's a little bit more interesting here, look, Justin Fields was completely honest and open with us, and we talked about this in the broadcast. He said that he does not want to give this position up.
Yeah,
and
that
his intention
after that game, you told us.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
that
he said it as clearly as he could have. And Mike Tomlin loved it. And Mike Tomlin said that that's who he has been from day zero. And he said his exact words to me were, he respects Russ, but he does not bow down to Russ. And so all of that is what you would expect. I think what we as a crew have been talking about this week that we're very interested in is that Arthur Smith has been so smart in not putting too much on this young offensive line. He is going out of his way to, in the first 10, 15 play calls, making sure that a young offensive line is being put in a position to succeed, can kind of get its legs under it, can feel some confidence and grow off of that. And what I mean by that is that, you know, like the first six plays are not seven-step drops. You know, like he's doing things that can get a young O-line going. So similarly, you look at what the Steelers have asked of Justin Fields, and it's not a ton. Each week it's a little bit more. But in the beginning, they were as clear as could be. Hey, we don't want you throwing in the middle of the field. We want to avoid Jesse Bates. We don't care about winning ugly. And this is a little sidebar here. This is one of the greatest assets of Mike Tomlin. He does not care about style points. He does not care if his offense puts up 300 yards or not. All he cares about is getting that W. And if that means winning by 30 or that means winning by one, I honestly think he's indifferent. So the Steelers played an ugly offensive game week one, but that was their plan. That's what they wanted to do. Then week two, Arthur Smith told us that's not necessarily the same plan. We do want to see a little bit more splash, but not a ton. Clearly, they are going slow with Justin Fields. And so then my question, and I ask it to both of you, and this is my question sort of for them, the same way that Arthur Smith is kind of letting the offensive line settle in, he's not putting too much on the offensive line, he wants these young guys to really gain some confidence and some rapport and some chemistry before he puts too much on them. The reins that are on Justin Fields right now, is this all part of the process? And will we see even more opening up and more chances and more throwing beyond the sticks this week? Or is part of this an estimation that, hey, this is the best way to win? That the way this team is constructed, what this defense can do, what this run game is, and what Justin Fields has struggled with in the past, this is our formula. And I don't know. I don't know. Are we going to see... I mean, you tell me. And do you even care? If you're a Steelers fan, at the end of the day, do you really care about style points, or do you just care about that 3-0?
I do care about how the quarterback looks, because it's all part of a mixture of, like, do I think this guy is showing enough that I want my team to sign him to a $50 million a year contract in the offseason?
Okay, but that, we're week four into the season. That's
that gets to my question. So that actually gets to my real question that I had for you, Didi. I'm glad you said we're only into week four. I've been reading as much as I can, you know, find on Fields, like opinions on him at the national level. And there is, I would say, cautious optimism that he's starting to take positive steps. I think you're just, you know, it's objective evidence that you're seeing on the field. How long do you think it takes people who've maybe watched this guy from afar, whatever it might be, for 3 years struggle in Chicago? How long does a guy have to perform at a pretty high level for people to believe he's put the past behind him and, like, the player is a new player at his position?
Well, and that goes to what I was saying about, you know, is this just what the Steelers want to do with him? At some point, no matter how great your defense is, no matter how great your run game is, at some point in the season, your quarterback's going to need to win a game for you.
Yeah, he did do that on Sunday, to his credit. I know you were watching Andy Dalton turn back the clock, but he did throw it 32 times, and they used the middle of the field against the Chargers. So that was very encouraging.
Yeah, so again, that speaks to the first part, that are we going to see more and more and more of this? And Chicago is not set up for Justin to succeed. And it was not necessarily, look, there's a reason that the Chicago Bears isn't, I hate to saddle, you know, every new group is not necessarily saddled by the past, but look, the Bears haven't had a franchise quarterback in how long? In 70 years? Something absurd like that?
Sid
50
Luckman.
Years? Whatever. So... it's really, I would take what anybody says nationally, you know, an opinion, you know what the cliche is about opinions, with a little bit of a grain of salt, because every organization, every franchise, every coaching staff has a different method to it. And every player is a different puzzle piece, is a different fit in a different place. And so I think, and I said this to you guys 2 weeks ago, I find it so, so encouraging that as insanely competitive as Justin Fields is, as hard as he works, and how unabashedly unequivocal he is about the fact that he wants this job and he doesn't want to let it go, he is still not getting greedy. He is still not doing more than what his coaches are asking him to do, even though what his coaches are asking him to do doesn't necessarily make believers of people like Chris Mueller.
There you have it, you know, Aditi Kinkabwala. Okay. We will talk next week, and maybe I'll see you in Indianapolis on Sunday.
Oh, you're coming?
Yes, but I'm not staying at the Conrad Hotel or anything.
How do you know where CBS stays?
Well, you know, I have my sources.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we can meet up.
See you
in person. Bye, guys.
Bye now. Donnie, football debrief time, and it is brought to you by his friends at Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington. Go there today, Don.
The debrief, September 25, 2024. I know that you guys wanted to get to this today, so I figured I would take it for the debrief. We were
take
going
the
to
reins,
have a little
baby.
College
take
football
the
minute.
Jesus.
The big news out of college football earlier today, UNLV starting quarterback Matt Sluka announcing that he will redshirt this season and won't play the rest of the way. UNLV 3-0, by the way, a legitimate shot to actually
make the playoff,
make the college football playoff. He said, I committed to UNLV based on certain representatives that were made to me, which were not upheld after I enrolled. Despite discussions, it became clear these commitments would not be fulfilled in the future. I wish my teammates the best of luck this season and hope for the continued success of the program. You know, you want to know what I think we're going to get out of this, kid?
What's that?
You're going to be playing a game of remember a guy in 10 years, and that's when the name Matt Sluka is going to come up.
Wow.
Is that he's going to play for the Steelers and have a decent little career as a backup quarterback?
No, we're going to say, remember that guy that just left UNLV in the middle of a pretty mediocre season? He's got a freaking 43% completion percentage.
Is he like a running quarterback?
He is, yeah. He's a leading rusher.
He can run, yeah. But, I mean, his best game.
You're kind of burying the lead there. That would be like saying Tommy Frazier
for Nebraska.
He ain't
Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson, Malzy.
Man. You're fired up about this guy.
The guy's best game was against Utah Tech.
Well, but look at it from his perspective for a second. These are jobs now. Let's just call it what it is. They're not students anymore. They're employees. I don't care what they call them. When you're getting paid to do something, it's a job. It's not a hobby or an activity or a collegiate or scholastic sport. You're an employee. If he was under the impression that he was supposed to get X amount of dollars and UNLV fell short of that, how can you get on a guy for leaving, Don?
I can't. It's a he said because they're claiming that he was never promised X amount, the $100,000.
Well, what's the real deal, Donnie? You know the offensive coordinator there. He's a Greensburg guy. What are they saying out there? What's Brendan Marion
like
saying
D'Lo
about this?
Brown. You're looking at the real deal now.
You know the offensive coordinator. He's one of your boys. What's the deal?
I don't know. I mean, they also had a running back leave who I think is like their fourth or fifth leading rusher. So I don't know what's going on there, but.
Well, it seems like they're running a Mickey Mouse operation out there, Donnie.
I guess they are. They got all the money in the world out in Vegas, but apparently they're not paying these kids enough.
That's the part I don't get about this, is that you're telling me in a situation like, oh, we don't want to set a precedent. Well, you're on the verge of having like the best season in UNLV history. You might actually get this massive payday that is the college football playoff and huge exposure. You're also trying to get into a conference because your current conference is falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all this money out there. You're telling me that they can't get something NIL done with one of these. I don't know if they can take casino money, but it's not like Vegas is a depressed area. There's all kinds of big corporate business out there.
But is UNLV like big game in town out there?
Well, but you know,
like Tarkanian was there with like that team.
No,
maybe.
I know, but you said earlier about Tellez, $200,000 a drop in the bucket to the people
in Vegas,
to the big CEOs out in the desert.
If there was a random casino,
if there was a random casino,
if there was a random casino head who happened to be a big UNLV fan, they could, even if they're not allowed as casinos, they could launder that money. You know who's the guy who's got to step up to the plate? Donnie, there's one
John
man
Taffer?
No. You're in the right ballpark, but
Rick Harrison
team.
From Pawn Stars?
Wrong. Just stop.
That was a good guess, too.
You know what we got to do, Donnie? We're rolling out looking for America's greatest NIL. Guy Fieri,
he is
Triple
out
D.
There. I saw him at the
Steelers
Raiders
game last
year. He's a UNLV
grad. How about Wayne Newton? UNLV.
Wayne Newton.
Need Guy Fieri to step up to the plate here and pay this kid and get him to come back.
Donnie, though, in all seriousness, like if the fans said they were going to pay you $100,000 in 3 weeks and they're like, oh, sorry, it's actually only $25,000, would you still work here?
No, but I mean, I also don't even want to go down that road.
Why, though?
Because I don't feel comfortable going down that road, Pony.
Okay, so let's say it's not you. Let's say it's like your brother who's at a job and he was promised $100,000 and they're only paying him $25,000 and he said, I'm getting the hell out of here. You wouldn't say that was a good move?
Sure. I mean, I also think it's not even so much where it's on the player. I do think I'm going to be an old curmudgeon here. There is just way too much freedom with all of this. Like, there has to be, like, in the middle of a season, and I know what people are going to say here. Well, a coach leaves when they get
no,
to a bowl game.
No, that's actually not what I'm going to say.
They go out.
If the NCAA and the powers that be had merely acknowledged that this was a business and that these were employees years ago, instead of continuing to try to, like, stiff-arm them until they lost to Ed O'Bannon in court, they could literally have employment contracts that would be an agreed-upon fair market wage, hold on, Pony, and would bind these guys for the duration of the contract.
So that's what they should do.
But they don't want to. My whole point is they could have done that at any time, but instead they chose to be as greedy as hell, and this is what they have wrought.
I think the kid looks like he might be more on the right because he's not the only guy now that's left the program. The running back, Donnie said, made the same decision earlier today to redshirt and move on to greener pastures potentially. If the UNLV side of the story is accurate, where he did agree upon a number, but then he's like, oh crap, we're a really good team, hired an agent, and then said, give me $100,000 raise midseason or else. If that is how it played out, I do think it was the wrong move, and I don't think it's cool. I don't think it's right.
If the kid did that?
If they had agreed.
We agreed upon this. It was in writing. We signed off on it. Yeah, then he's breaking.
And then he hires an agent and they say, actually, we're holding you up here for another 100 grand.
Yeah,
if that's how it went down, well then,
but if they had
shame on this kid, Matthew.
But if they had an agreement made the other way and they weren't coughing up the money.
Right.
See you later, man.
Well, that's why Donnie needs to dig into this, because he's got great sources there.
Well, here's the problem. I don't think anyone's ever going to know, because each side's – here's what I feel like I can glean. The one guy on UNLV's side, I forget who it is. I think it's the guy who runs their NIL collective, claims he has emails from this agent who's not certified to be a sports agent in Nevada that essentially he thinks backs up his point. Then my thought on this is always, if you've got them, show your cards. Right? Like, if you've got
another Vegas,
if you've got, you know, show them. If you've got aces, if you've got the nut hand here, show it. No one can beat you. But the longer it goes where neither side of this actually produces any documented paperwork, you know, formal documents.
Did you actually see who is the head of the UNLV collective?
Something's last name like S-I-N-E.
No, it's actually Chris Angel.
No, there's a guy named Randy Sine or something.
No, that's somebody else.
He's the CEO of it.
No, but the big guy in it is the magician.
Like, putting the most money in.
Yes.
So I'm talking about the guy.
Do you know who that is, Chris Angel?
Yeah, he walked on water once.
Mm-hmm. Like Jesus.
Just like him.
And now apparently he's backing UNLV.
The real magic trick would be to get them to the college football playoff. No one would believe that one.
You like that horse?
I like that Donnie just went very hard, very old school anti-player here.
So I don't think the kid's like all that good.
They've just gone on the road and beat Kansas, which is not a program UNLV would normally go on the road and beat.
I got to be honest with you though, Donnie, if he was promised one thing and they're lowballing him to that degree, I don't think it matters if he's good, bad, horrible, or great.
They reneged on the promise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you said, we actually don't know who's right, and we probably never will.
Then why are you taking the school's side when we
don't
know who's
right? You're like, this guy blows ass. That's pretty much what you said.
This guy kind of sucks. He only completes 40% of his passes.
The St. Peter of college football now is who we're talking about, Matthew Sluka.
Maybe he can go get a drink with Rowdy Tellez. They can bond over
something. And his 43% completion percentage.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.